Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here for Oberlin for another edition of High School Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF as we get another edition of Hoxie Indian Volleyball here today as the Hoxie Indians for their second match in the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament today are taking on none other than the St. Francis Indians. It's going to be a good one. Hoxie coming off of that tough loss earlier, the reverse sweep to Rawlins County. They won set 125-17, lost sets 2 and 3, 25-22. St. Francis coming off of a three-set loss as well to Dunny County Stratton, who beat them in the first set 25-20. They won the second 25-20 and lost the third 25-17. It was 17-17, and then Dunny County finished on an 8-0 run. Eve Shippers to serve it up first, and here comes St. Francis on the attack. Myers right into the block. Now she'll send it back over on a punch, and here comes the Indians again, and it's Emily Bainter with the kill. And Emily, who had a great match there in the first match of the day, starts out big for the Hoxie Indians with a 1-0 lead. And here's a hard serve in the back corner there. Great dig. Sends it over on a free pass, though. Down the middle this time here for Harper Mock. She puts it up over the top. Now they get it back. Indians on the attack here into the nets. No, into the blocks. And four hits. And the Indians will get the kill again with Emily Bainter, her second. And to make it 2-0. Make it 1-1, excuse me. So they actually called four hits there on Emily Bainter. Sorry, I thought they called it on St. Francis. Bainter with a tough dig gives it off here. Now Allie Gordley will have to send it around a free ball. St. Francis on the attack, wrapping it just inside the antenna. There is Breck Lohr to the outside. Big swing. Bainter puts it down in the middle. Great dig right there for the Indians. Lohr will now send it over on a free ball to Shippers in the near side corner to the outside. Here's a big swing. Bainter off blocks and down for the kill to make it 2-1. So 2-1. Hoxie out in front now after Emily Bainter picks up the second kill. Back to serve again here is Harper Mock. Gives it off for the middle row. The bump set this time, rolling it up over the top. And they'll put it in up front to tie it up at two apiece. So 2-2 here in set number one between Hoxie and St. Francis. Oberlin out to a 2-0 start. And the tournament, two-hand swat free ball over here from the Indians. And from the Hoxie, and now St. Francis will get the points. And it makes it 3-2, so St. Francis has rallied back to take the lead. They lead it 3-2 here in set number one. St. Francis on the serve, gives it off to Hoxie. The back set this time, Emily Bainter from the right side, gets it to go off the top of the blocks. Now St. Francis sends it back over on a free ball there for Myers, down the middle this time here for Ballman, and she puts it off into the back road, out to the left pin this time, and getting it to go in the front side corner to make it 4-2 is St. Francis. And they lead it 4-2 here in set number one. Four to two in set number one. Breck Lohr back to serve. Sends a hard one that barely gets over the top. And Bainter popped it up in the air. No one comes in to follow her. It goes down as an ace. And to make it 5-2. So Breck Lohr with the first ace. There. And the Indians lead it 5-2. St. Francis does. 5-2. And that one barely gets over the top. Sophie Gordley with a great dig. They set it up down to Bainter in the middle. She goes short and is able to get the kill. Emily Bainter with her second. And it makes it 5-3. St. Francis out in front. The back set this time here for Hinkst. It'll go off the blocks and down. So Maggie Hinkst is able to get the kill to make it 6-3. So 6-3, St. Francis in front here in set number one over Hoxie, who was reverse swept in their first match and trying to build some momentum here in their second. And that'll go down as an ace. Yes, it will. And that is a big one for Maggie Hinks, who got the kill to make it 6-3 and now gets the ace to make it 7-3 here in set number one. Hinks with a hard serve into the back row for Bainter. They'll go to her on the right pin, and she's able to get it to go. So that'll put a stop to the run there. Emily Bainter with her third kill, and it's 7-4. Hoxie down by three in set number one. Emily Bainter back to serve. Bainter with a hard one into the middle. St. Francis receives it well to the outside. Big swing on the slide and the kill for Avery Jensen. That'll be her first kill and makes it 8-4. So the Indians of St. Francis out to a great start, 8-4 here in set number one. It's a long looping serve to the back row for Sophie Gourley. The back set this time, Kendall Bowman trying to go for some high hands and won't get him, and it's 9-4 after the attack here. So 9-4 here in set number one. St. Francis on the serve. It's Small putting it into the back row to the outside. Here is Meyer off the blocks. St. Francis out of rotation. Myers with a hard free ball from the 10-foot line. Running in to pop it back up. Avery Mock, it'll go off the net and down and make it 10-4. So unforced errors. That's kind of been the deficit, the downfall, I guess, of Hoxie so far in this first set. And a sliding save. Free pass taken care of by Myers, but kept alive by Bainter in the back row. Now Meyer going up against the blocks, kept alive by Sophie Gourley. Avery Mock sends it over on the free ball. Down the middle this time, big swing. Jensen blocked up front, and the Indians will get the point to make it 10-5. And no, they're going to say the point goes to St. Francis. So the Indians will now make it 11-4. Serve to the back right corner for Bainter. They'll set it up down the middle. Two's tight and taking care of the free pass over is Avery Jensen. She makes it 12-4, St. Francis. Timeout, Lachelle Barr. We will take one with her. Our score here in set number one, it is 12-4. Hoxie down to St. Francis. This is Hoxie Indian Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. 12-4, St. Francis on top of Hoxie, out to a great start here in set number one, and out of the Hoxie timeout with the serve. It'll go back down the middle, just a little two-hand swat back. A big swing, Avery Jensen right at the face of Sophie Gourley. She was lucky to dive out of the way. That's the third kill for Avery, and makes it 13-4 here in set number one. 9-point game in favor of St. Francis. And now a short serve. Great dig right there by Gourley to the outside. Big swing. Meyer, and she's able to get the kill. So there was the kill that they wanted that last time. Madison Meyer with her first. And it makes it 13-5. Now the line has gone right for Hoxie. But trying to gain some momentum here. Down by 8 in set 1. Sophie Gourley with the serve. Loops it into the back. It'll go off the chest and down for an ace. As they'll say, the lift. And make it 13-6. So the ace there for the libero, Sophie Gourley. And it makes it a 7-point game at 13-6 here in the first set. Hard serve into the net, though, for Sophie. First service error for the Indians. That'll make it 14-6. So Hoxie, who lost in three their first match to Rawlins County. St. Francis lost in three in their first match of the day. And that one is long on the serve for St. Francis. And make it 15-6. Excuse me, make it 14-7. So the Indians trying to claw their way back into it here. Down by as many as seven. Now just down by as many as eight. Now just down by seven. The setup outside here. And trying to go through the blocks. It'll hit the antenna. And that's just a tough break for Hoxie. As it was a great swing by Breck Lohr. Was trying to go through the blocks. They blocked it. But it just goes into the antenna, and so it'll count as a point for St. Francis. Back to an 8-point game at 15-7. Free pass sent over on a tough dig there from Sophie Gourley. The back set, Delaney Myers just has to punch it back over using the underhand. Meyer will do the same thing, puts it off into the near side far corner. Now Myers just tapping it over and is able to get it to go. Don't know if that's what she was planning on doing, but did get it, and it makes it 16-7. So Delaney Myers with her first kill makes it 16-7 here in set one. St. Francis off to a hot start. Great dig by Allie Gourley in the back. Madison Meyer with a big swing off the take. Kept alive, and then it'll finally fall down for the kill, and it's 16-8. So Madison Meyer with couple of kills here. 16-8. Hoxie trying to find that rotation that's going to score him a lot of points. And here's Shippers with a hard serve right at Myers. They'll go down the middle this time here for Hengst. And she puts it down for a kill. Maggie Hengst makes it 17-8. And Maggie with her first kill there. Excuse me, her second. 17-8 in set number one. 9-point game. Hard serve for Delaney Myers right at Sophie Gourley off wrists. And Avery Mock will come in to send it over on a free ball. St. Francis on the attack. Hengst over the top of the blocks. There to pick it up with Shippers. Free ball sent over again from Mock to the left pin this time. Breck Lohr with a hard swing. Almost a free pass. Bainter stops it from going to the net. Now Hoxie again on a free ball to St. Francis. Back row try Delaney Myers and it's into the net. And it makes it 17-9. So 17-9 here in set number one. Hoxie with the serve. It's Mock, and it'll go into the net. Harper Mock, second service error for the Indians. 18-9. St. Francis 7 points away from a set one win. The Indians have not won a set since their first set. They're against Rollins County, and that one's out of the net from Breck Lohr. So it'll be number two on the service errors. And Hoxie is into double digits, but down by eight at 18-10. Looping serve into the back right corner there for Lohr. The back set this time out of the back row. Delaney Myers, Sophie Gourley, dove just a second too late. And it pops out of the net, make it 19-9. And it's all going right for St. Francis. Nothing going right for Hoxie. They're trying to regroup and find some momentum. Down by 9 at 19-10. Hard serve to Shippers. The back set. Bainter ropes it down the near sideline and is able to get the kill to make it 19-11. So that's what they needed right there. Stop some of that momentum. 19-11 now. Here's the serve from Bainter, twiggles the twine, and the setback right back at it. Now Myers set it right at Jensen, who got it popped right back up to her, and she takes it with a kill, shows some emotion. It's 22-11. Avery Jensen with her fourth kill of the set, 20-11 here in set number one. It has been all St. Francis as Hoxie down 20-11 here in set one. It's Hoxie Indian Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin and the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament. Hoxie down in set one to St. Francis, 20-11. And out of their own timeout here, they'll have the attack first. Meyer will go off the tape and get it to go for a kill. Madison Meyer has been big in this set with three kills, but Hoxie just hasn't been able to find that momentum, and back-to-back kills are just back-to-back points for that matter. Down 20-12, down by 8. Sophie Gourley with a long looping serve that Breck Lohr will take to the outside here for Myers off the blocks, and it'll fall down. So a great job by the blocks up front from Hoxie, and they make it 20-13 now. Hoxie down by 7. Trying to come up with some big points here and rally their way back into the match. Hard serve for Gourley. Into the back row for Lohr. The back set this time, Avery Jensen just barely taps it over. Sophie Gourley was there. The back set here. And Schiltz tries to go to the 10-foot line up front in the near side corner and can't. And it makes it 21-13. So London Schiltz just missing wide. 8-point game again in favor of St. Francis. 21-13. Bainter digs out in the back row. Mock will set it up for Schiltz this time. Puts it in, but right at the back row. Now St. Francis sends it over on a free ball here from Small. This will be tied up against the net with Lohr. And the setback tour from Delaney Myers is wide, and it's 21-14. So 21-14 here in set number one. Hoxie with the serve. I'll send a hard one into the back row. Dug out. Free ball sent over from Delaney Myers. Mock will set it up down the middle for Harper. And it is just long. So it was one to just place it right along that back line. And it just came up a bit short. And it's 22-14, St. Francis in set one. Hard serve here from Workman. Barely gets over the net. Now a hard kill try from Meyer. Almost got it to go, and Will on the free pass right back at her. And it's 22-15. 7-point game here in set number one. Madison Meyer now with her fourth kill. And when she gets hot and going, she's been able to come up big here for the Indians in the set. 22-15. Short serve. Jensen digs it out. Now to Myers in front of the 10-foot line, rolls it over. Mock does the same thing, but with two hands. The setup down the middle this time for Hengst, and she puts it up in the front far side corner, and it makes it 23-15. Maggie Hengst with kill number three. Back to serve is Myers, taps it over the top. The bump set. Bainter, huge swing, popped up into the air. And Allison over on a free ball does St. Francis, but it's way long. And it gives the Indians the point, 23-16. 23-16, 7-point game, hard serve. Out of the back row, up to the front here. Myers now will have to jump and send it back over on a free ball. Bainter with a great set to her, but just missed time the jump a little bit and forces it out of the net. And it's 24-16. St. Francis in front by eight here. Down to the match point, down to set point in set one. It's Bloor into the back row for Bainter. They'll go to her down the middle. She goes off the tape. Now it's sent back over on a free ball here from Hoxie. St. Francis on the attack. Jensen trying to send it to the front right corner. Almost got it to go. Out of the outside. Bainter off. Blocks right there to pick it right back up. Was mocked, though, as it was sent right back at him hard. Free ball from Hoxie. St. Francis on the attack. Jensen taps it up. Almost got it to go in for a point. Now they go back to her. She'll go hard swing this time out of the blocks. Up front by Bowman. Free ball sent over from St. Francis. Hoxie does the same thing. Long along the back line. And they'll get the point. So after all of that, we'll have a set point two at 24-17. So 24-17 in set number one. St. Francis jumped out to a big early lead and has held on to it. Now trying to finish it off. The setup outside. Jensen from the left pin off the tape and out. And it's 24-18. And here comes Hoxie. Just like they did in the third set against Rawlins County, they were down by four, rallied back to tie, but ended up losing by three. And the serve, this one will go out of bounds. Service error from Avery Mock. That's a tough way to end it for the Indians as they will lose set one, 24-5-18. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, set two action here from the Oberlin Tournament. Hoxie losing set one to St. Francis 25-18. This is Hoxie Indian Volleyball here on 101.1. Back here from Oberlin. Sorry about that. Dealing with some technical difficulties, but we're back and ready to go as set number two here between Hoxie and St. Francis. It's the Indians in front, one set to none, and Delaney Myers will serve it up for an ace on the first point of the second set. Delaney Myers, two kills and now an ace, and it's 1-0 St. Francis. Jumped out to an early lead, never looked back after they got it in set one. Mock sets it up outside Meyer, and it's down for a kill. So Madison Meyer with her fifth kill, and it makes it 1-1. So it's kind of back and forth through those first 4 or 5 points, and then St. Francis ran out to a big lead. And like I said, never looked back. Shippers into the back row for Jensen. Free pass over. Right back at her. Tight against the net. Just tapped over up front there from Smoll. And now Bainter goes off the tape. Kept alive by the Indians. Somehow it'll hit the tape and fall over. Now Bainter with a big swing off the ceiling. And the Indians won't be able to play that one. So a kill for Emily Bainter makes it 2-1. Emily with her fifth kill, and it's a 2-1 lead. Shippers with a hard serve. The setup backwards here for Small on a sneaky set. Mock does the same thing and gets it to go in. So a 3-1 early lead for the Indians here in set two, trying to force a third set. And it's Avery Mock with her first kill. 3-1. Shippers with a hard serve right out of the back row. Now the two-hand swat free ball for Myers. Hoxie on the attack. Off the tape from Bainter, and then miscommunication. So a free pass in over here from St. Francis down the middle, and Harper Mock will send it long, and it makes it 3-2 here in set two. St. Francis with a 1-0 set lead. Both of these teams 0-1 so far in the tournament. Hoxie losing to Rollins County. St. Francis losing to DCS. Free pass taken care of by Avery Jensen. It was a great hard serve. Popped up right at Jensen in the middle, and she takes care of it to knot us up at 3 apiece. Avery Jensen with her fifth kill. 3-3 here in set two. Hard serve, and this one will be long. So the hard serve is too hard there from St. Francis, and it is 4-3. Third service error for the St. Francis Indians, and Hoxie responds with one of their own, their fourth, and it makes it 4-4. Goodness, sorry. 4-4 here in set number two. St. Francis with a 1-0 set lead. Short serve, almost got the ace. Mock just taps it back over in time. Small with a back set. This is to Jensen. She taps it up and over the top, and now here's Bainter taking a little bit off, rolls it over to the top. Now Jensen from the left pin, blocked up front solely there by Kendall Ballman. Now Hoxie on the attack to Bainter from the left pin. She's blocked up front, but it'll fall out of bounds, and it's a 5-4 lead for the Indians in set two. So Emily Bainter with her sixth kill makes it 5-4 in set number two. Back to serve again, lobbing it up over the top, free ball sent over and tapped right back, and the free pass is Emily Bainter, and so that's her seventh kill. Make it 6-4 here in set number two. And a short serve taken care of by Jensen, the sneaky set from Small, just falls a little bit short over there. And so the scorer now 7-4 after the wide sneaky set try there. Short serve this time for Mock. We'll get St. Francis out of rotation. Myers barely gets it over on a free ball. Long pass outside. Bainter off the tape and down for a kill. That's number 8. She's been the authority in the second set. And Hoxie leads it early here in set number 2. 8-4. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more from the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament. It is Hoxie 8, St. Francis 4. This is Hoxie Indian Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin in the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament, where we are in set number 2. St. Francis with a 1-0 set lead over the Hoxie Indians, who are up 8-4. Jensen right in the box, and it's blocked down by Emily Bainter. So Emily, who has taken over in set two, now has a total of 8 kills on the day and one block. 9-4 in set number two. This is a long serve over the top of the back row. Great dig there to the outside, down the middle. Tapping it up front there to the near side corner. And the dig from Shippers will go behind everybody and fall down and make it 9-5 in set two. So 9-5 here in set number two. Hoxie by 4. Hard serve from Small to Gorley in the back row. They'll go up front this time. Cross court kill and got it from London Schiltz. 10-5 Hoxie by 5 in set 2. So Hoxie won set 1 against Rollins County 25-17, but then they lost the next two 25-22. It was split even for St. Francis and DCS, and DCS won that third set. To the outside, here's a big swing and down the line. And they're going to say it was on the line and called for a point, so make it 10-6. And St. Francis has got another kill. So 10-6 here in set number 2. Jensen to serve, and it's into the net. Four service error for St. Francis. Now an 11-6 lead for Hoxie, who against Rollins County in those final two sets had big leads like this and still could not find a way to win. 11-6 now. Into the back corner for Lohr. The back set here to Myers down the middle with authority. Almost a free pass over. Kept alive off the net, and finally it'll fall down. And so make it 12-6, make it 11-7, and Delaney Myers with her third kill. So 11-7 Hard serve over the top for St. Francis into the blocks there with a try with Schiltz. Now Hoxie over on the free ball. Here comes St. Francis, the back set. Meyer short this time, down the far sideline. Bainter runs in to save it, puts it back in play, and Harper Mock over on the free ball. Down the middle this time for Hinks. She goes short, was looking to tap it into the front far side corner, and instead did it on her side, and it's 12-7. So 12-7 Hoxie. With the serve, they lob it up over the top. Back set this time. Myers taps it up with the left hand to the front near side corner. Right there to get it was Mock. Now she's the one that has to free ball it over. It's into the net. Play off the net. Myers keeps it alive with one hand, but it'll go out of bounds, and it's 13-7. So 13-7 here in set number two between Hoxie and St. Francis. St. Francis with a 1-0 set lead. Got out to a massive lead there in set one, and now it's a hard one from Allie Gourley on the serve. Hinkst goes short on the kill try. Couldn't get it to the middle of the floor. Big swing. Meyer again popped up in the air from Jensen. Out to Laura on the left pin, and she overshoots everybody, and it's 14-7. Timeout of the floor going to be taken by St. Francis. 14-7 here in set number two. It is Hoxie in front by seven. This is Hoxie Indian Volleyball. Here on 101.1 KFNF. 14-7 here in set number two between Hoxie and St. Francis. And it's the second match of the day for Hoxie in the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament. St. Francis with their second as well. 14-7. St. Francis with a 1-0 set lead. Here's the back set. Myers through the blocks and puts it in for the kill. So Delaney with her fourth kill, and it makes it 14-8. Delaney Myers serves it up over the top to Gourley in the back row to the outside. Taps it back. Now St. Francis on the attack. Too short there for Lohr, who just has to tap it over right at the net. Now Meyer took a little off, but still went through the blocks to the outside. Hinks from the right pin, and they're going to call the Indians into the nets. So make it 14-9, back-to-back points out of the St. Francis timeout. Hard serve right there at Bainter. Tap back over with one hand by Mock, and it worked enough as St. Francis trying to put it right back at him with Breck Lohr sends it wide, and it's 15-9. Here in set number two. Hard serve, and this one from Shippers is into the net. Fifth service here for the Indians, and St. Francis is at 10. So 15-10 here in set number two. St. Francis with a 1-0 set lead. Into the back row, popped off the chest of Gourley, and it'll go in as an ace. 15-11, and here comes St. Francis as they've cut it down to a four-point game. Breck Lohr with her second ace of the match. Back there to serve again at Gourley, who pops it up in the air, Mock to the outside. Bainter! Oh, my goodness! Kaboom! Emily Bainter, that's her ninth kill. And it makes it 16-11 here in set two. So Emily Bainter with a huge swing, and that's what they've been missing a little bit this season was those big, just powerful kills, and they get one right there. The back set this time to Hinkst is going to go over the net and out of bounds. And so an unforced error there makes it 17-11 here in set number two, and Hoxie has opened up an eight-point lead again. Harper Mock sends it short and almost down for an ace, and it is. Make it 18-11, and Harper Mock will get on with the ace. So Harper Mock with the ace lobs it up over the top. The setup, now a big swing coming over the top there, off the ceiling and down. Avery Jensen, who was very active in that first set, not so much here in the second, picks up her fifth kill and takes it to a six-point game at 18-12. Through the middle of the floor there for Bainter. They'll go back to her down the middle. She's blocked up front by Jensen, and they'll get the points on the lift. 18-13. So St. Francis clawing their way back again as they're back to within five. 18-13. St. Francis with a serve under the far side corner. Now to Ballman, who swats it over with two hands. The bump set close here for Jensen with authority. Free pass, and she will take care of that one. Can't give her too many of those, as that's her sixth kill, and it's 18-14. So just when you think Hoxie might be pulling away, St. Francis has found a run in this match and make it 18-14. Hard serve, and that one will be out. So another service error for St. Francis, and it makes it 19-14. Service error, number five. And back to serve is Avery Mock, and it's into the net for her. Sixth for the Indians. 19-15 now in set number two. 1-0 set lead for St. Francis. Soft serve into the back row for Bainter. They'll go to her on the right pin, and she throws it down, and they'll get the point as it'll be into the net, and it's 20-15. Hoxie 5 points away from forcing a third set, and it would be their second third set match of the day. Back to serve again. Bainter ropes it up over the top. The setup down the middle this time. Big swing and a kill. Avery Jensen goes right at Gourley. And no, they're going to say St. Francis was into the net. And Sophie Gourley with a big smile on her face after that one, saying thank goodness she took a shot right off the chest there. Bainter lobs it up over the top. The bump set this time out to Delaney Myers. Left pin, and it's too long along the back line. 22-15. And again, Hoxie opens up a 7-point lead in set two. And big set, big serve coming here. Bainter watches it go long. No, it touches a Indian in the back row for St. Francis, and it makes it 23-15. Ace number one for Bainter, who's having a great second set here. Bainter with a hard serve again, goes right at Myers. The back set to Jensen, left pin off the blocks and down for a kill as Sophie Gourley came in to try to pop it up and just was a second behind it, 23-16. Avery Jensen now with six kills. So 12 between her and Delaney Myers. 23-16 to Madison Meyer. Now they'll go down the middle and blocked up front. Delaney Myers with her first in the solo there and cuts the lead to six at 23-17. Back to serve is Jensen. Hoxie 2 points away from forcing a third set. To the outside, Meyer almost got it started there. Now the free ball from St. Francis. Hoxie the attack with Meyer, and she gets another kill. Madison Meyer with her sixth, and it makes it 24-17. So 24-17, set number two. Set point for Hoxie. St. Francis has got to score 7 points if they want any chance. Trying to win it into the back row. Popped up off of the hands of the libero. And how about that to end it with an ace? Does the Indians 25-17. Hoxie wins set two. We're headed to a third here from Oberlin. It's St. Francis 1, Hoxie 1 as they win set two, 25-17. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin, where Hoxie has forced a decisive third set here between them and St. Francis as Hoxie wins set number two, 25-17. And now we'll try to win set three and pull off the reverse sweep as St. Francis won set one, 25-18. And it's kind of been a story of two different kind of sets there. As, I mean, obviously, since Hoxie won set two and St. Francis won set one, but in set one, it was all St. Francis from the get. They got out to a big lead. And then they never looked back. And then Hoxie kind of did the same thing in set two, just dominated the whole entire thing as they kind of got out to a big lead at some points. St. Francis came back, but they were just able to come up with more kills and were able to walk away with the win, 25-17 there in set two. So third set coming up. All right, 25-17, sorry about that. Was writing down a few things, you know. Give the announcer some credit. So we get set for the third and final set. St. Francis using pretty much the whole time out here to maybe talk over some strategy after it was all Hoxie there in set number two. So set number three between these two teams who have already played in one three-set match today and now in another one. It'll be Eve Shippers to serve, and it'll go off Jensen's hands and out of bounds for an ace. So Eve Shippers, who's got that hard jump serve, finally cashes in on it there with her first ace and puts Hoxie in front 1-0 in set three and make it back-to-back aces. And a great start, Eve Shippers with back-to-back aces, and it's a 2-0 lead for Hoxie. So the Indians of Hoxie trying to beat the Indians of St. Francis here in the third set. In the back row for Myers, down the middle for Hinkston. They'll get their first point there off the hands of the up front block. Maggie Hinkst with kill number four for her on the day. And it makes it 2-1. It'll be Delaney Myers back to serve. Myers with a hard one. Barely goes over the top of the net. Gordley digs it out. And a big swing and a kill for Emily Bainter. 3-1. And that is the swing that I think Lachelle Barr has been wanting from Emily this whole time. 10th kill. 3-1 lead. 10th kill, 3-1 lead here in set three. Into the back row. Johnson digs it out. Jensen digs it out. Now to Myers, who rolls it over on a free ball. Down the middle this time here for Ballman, who pops it up over the top. The set up to the outside here. Blocked up front. Kept alive with one hand by Ballman. Bainter sends it into the near side corner. Now the set up here from the libero on the bump. Sent over on a free ball from Small to the outside. Bainter again, this time with authority down the far sideline to put Hoxie in front 4-1. So just kind of like how they started set two, they're starting set three with a big lead at 4-1. And the back row for Jensen to the outside here. Lohr puts it off the blocks. Harper Mock now gives it off over on a free ball. To the outside, Hinkst off the blocks and down for a kill. So Maggie Hinkst has scored the only 2 points today in this set for Hoxie. 1-1 in the set score, 4-2 here in a match in the set score, and then 4-2 here in set three. A set up outside for Mock will go off the top of the blocks. Now they set it up to the outside here for Jensen, does St. Francis. Hoxie back on the attack with Bainter, who pulls off a little bit there. Now it's going to be too close to the net. Tap back over, and the St. Francis Indians are going to get the point, and it makes it 4-3. As that one was just a weird play, it barely went over the top. St. Hoxie tried to send it back on the free pass and just came up a little short on it. And now they're going to call a free play. And so it'll be 4-2. Are they going to? Yeah, they're going to redo it. 4-2 on the scoreboard again. The back set. Here's Bainter on the slide, and she gets it to go in the near side front corner. So Emily Bainter with her 12th kill. That one comes on the slide from the middle, and it makes it 5-2. And the serve here just weirdly comes off of the hand of Mock there. Seventh service error for the Indians, who really cleaned it up with the serve there in set two. 5-3 in set three. Lobs it up over. Bainter digs it out almost on a free pass. Mock saves it, but she does go underneath the net, and it makes it 5-4. So 5-4 here in set number three. Winner take all. St. Francis won set 125-18. Hoxie won set 225-17. And this serve here from Hengst is into the net. Sixth service error for St. Francis. So Hoxie, the defending state runner-up in Class 2A. St. Francis thought they might be seeing their name in the state tournament booklet last year, but were upset in the semifinal round of the 1A sub-state tournament last year in the semifinals to Rollins County. And that one for St. Francis goes into the net, so make it 7-4. Back to serve again is Emily Bainter. Bainter with a hard serve. And out of rotation is going to be St. Francis. So 8-4 here in set number three. And it looks like there's a little discrepancy along the back row there, maybe. And I think everything is going to be fine now. 8-4, Hoxie in front by 4 now after the rotation error. Bainter with a serve, gives it off to Jensen on the back row. The back set to her on the slide, through the blocks, no! Madison Meyer says, not in my house, and picks up her first block. So Madison Meyer with her first block forces the St. Francis timeout. We will take one with them, 9-4 here in set number 3. It is Hoxie in front with a set score all tied up at 1 apiece. They're in front 9-4. Hoxie in volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. 9-4 here in set number 3 as the Hoxie Indians force the set 3 with a 25-17 win. Now off to a hot start, up by 5 here coming out of the St. Francis timeout. And it's Emily Bainter to serve, pops it up over the net, and we'll get the ace! Emily Bainter comes in with the ace, and she is having herself a match. 12 kills, a block, and 2 aces. Back to serve again. Bainter sends it short this time. Dug out there by St. Francis. Free ball from the back row. And a solo block. Kaboom! Kendall Bowman read that perfectly. And like butter, just served it right back into the face of the Indians. And it's 11-4 after back-to-back points out of the timeout. Bainter again with a serve. And now popped back over. Indians on the attack. Meyer with two hands. Free pass. Ballman blocks it up front. Off of the blocks there. They're going to have to send it over on a free ball, and they finally do. Does Bainter. The bump set this time. Myers with two hands. Now the back set here. Big swing. Schultz almost got it. Free pass over. Sophie Gorley reads it. Now to the outside. Meyer again. Down the line for the kill off Meyer's hands. And out of bounds. And Madison Meyer has chosen a really good day to have her best match. Now her seventh kill, and it's 12-4, an 8-point game. Hard serve that twiggles the twine, popped up into the air to the outside. Two hands swats it back right at the Indians. Hoxie on the attack here, down the middle. Kept alive in the back row by St. Francis, and tapping it over and picking up the kill will be Madeline Small. Up front, the setter cups up huge for St. Francis and cuts the lead to 7 at 12-5. The server to the back row, Sophie Gorley, pops up in the air to the outside here. Big swing, Meyer, and will go over the top of everybody. And out of bounds, and it's 12-6. So they've rallied back into it here at 12-6 in set number 3. Into the back row, and down for an ace. And just like that, it's down to a 5-point game. Madeline Small, who got the kill, now gets the ace, and it makes it 12-7. And this one will twiggle the twine, popped up into the air. Mock with a back set this time. Ballman brings it down the near sideline. The setup in the middle for Jensen, and it's wide. So 13-7, and that'll put an end to the run there for St. Francis. 13-7 here in set number 3. Hoxie with the serve. It's a long roping serve to the back row. The bump set to the outside here. Big swing, and it's over the top of everybody. And Didn't see. Yeah, that's going to go 14-7. Scoreboard didn't change right away, and I was just making sure that's who it was on. And so Hoxie is going to get called for a rotation error. It'll be 14-8. No, 13-8 is what it is on the scoreboard, so they must have saw something there on that last point. Keep them off the scoreboard. Here it is, swing coming there from Workman, and now they go right back at her, and this one will be a kill for Madison Meyer. So they took a point off the board, and they get it right back. Eighth kill for Meyer makes it 14-8 here in set three. Must have saw a touch on that shot there just a couple of shots ago. And here's Allie Gorley with a hard serve into the back row, and it'll go for an ace. So Allie Gorley now with her first ace of the match, and it makes it 15-8. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here, 15-8. Hoxie in front in set three, 1-1 in the sets. St. Francis won set one, 25-18. Hoxie wins set two, 25-17, to force a third set. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today: Bainter Oil, First State Bank of Hoxie, Fredericton, First State Bank of Hoxie, Fredericton Insurance Agency, Hoxie State Insurance, Nutrient Ag Solutions of Hoxie, Watkins Realty and Insurance, Woofer Pump and Well, and Equity Bank. Also, a big shout out to Creative Collision, Aqua Shield Roofing, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, and FNB Bank of Oberlin. Big thank you to all of them for helping us support Hoxie Indian and Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. 15-8 in the third set. Hoxie has opened up a 7-point lead. They're 10 away from a three-set victory after losing their first match of the day, 3-0. And here's the serve, a hard one that'll twiggle the twine. It'll go off the ceiling and down for another ace. Back-to-back for Allie Gorley, and making an 8-point game. So 16-8 here in set number three. Gordley back to serve again, and she puts this one into the net to put an end to that run. Eighth service error, 16-9. So 16-9 here in set number three. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig in the back row. The set up to the outside. Here's a big swing. Madison Meyer almost got the kill. Free pass. It's going to be played off the net, and it'll fall down. So make it 17-9, Hoxie, here in set number three. 17-9, Hoxie out in front. Shippers with the serve, lobs it up over the top of the back row. The back set this time here for Myers, who tried to put it in, but it'll go into the nets and fall down. So make it 18-9. Hoxie has opened up a 9-point lead, and they've dominated these final two sets here and trying to keep that domination going. Shippers, and they will step over the line there, will she? And so service error number 9, and to make it 18-10. So St. Francis into double digits, down by 8. Mock comes in with a bump set to the outside. Bainter behind the 10-foot line, down the line, and in for the kill to make it 19-10. Emily Bainter with her 13th kill and a 9-point game now in favor of Hoxie, trying to come off and win their first three-set match of the day and win their first match of the day here at the tournament. Into the back row, great dig to the outside, big swing through the blocks and down right there for Brooke Lohr. And Breck Lohr with her first kill makes it 19-11. 8-point game. Breck Lohr back to serve once more. Lohr with a hard spinner. Bainter will pick it up. The back set to her. Bainter goes off the blocks there. Kept alive, but then it'll fall down, and Emily Bainter will get herself a kill. 14th of the day, and it's 20-11. Hoxie the first to 20. Now into both sets 2 and 3, trying to come over with the kill, with the win. After losing set one, they found a little bit of their identity back here in 2 and 3. The bump set, big swing off blocks and down, and Avery Jensen, who was hot in that first set, has been pretty quiet since then. And it makes it 21-20-12. 8-point game. Into the back row. Gordley with the dig. The back set this time. Painter down the near sideline with the kill. And it's number 15 for her. 21-12. So 21-12 here in set number three. Hoxie in front by nine. Emily Bainter to serve. Lobs it up over the top. Pops it up into the air. The back set this time. Big swing over the top of everybody. Delaney Myers. And Hoxie will take it. It's back out to a 10-point game. 22-12. In set number three. Bainter to serve again. This one into the net. 10th service error for Hoxie. 22-13 in set number three. Here's the serve. Lobs up in the back row for Bainter. The back set this time. Big swing, and Schultz got him to bite on it and stick a hand out as she was looking for the 10-foot line on the slide kill, and she's able to get it. Makes it 23-13, and that's London Schultz's second kill. 23-13 here in set number three. Sophie Gordley to serve. Gives it off for the back row. Myers trying to set it up to her again, and instead it'll be too close to the net. Fall down and make it 24-13. Set number three, 24-13. Back to serve. They'll lob it up over the top of the back right corner. Myers now rolls it over the top. Match point here. Myers trying to win it. It's into the net. And make it 24-14. So 24-14 here in set three. 10-point lead for Hoxie. Gordley with a one-hand save. And Myers tapped it right back out of the outside. Meyer again taps it off the top of the tape and down. It was in, and the point is awarded to Hoxie. And that's how the match will come to a close. Hoxie with a win, 25-14. So Madison Meyer finishes the day with 9 kills, gets the 9th. Being the best as it wins it for Hoxie as they win set 3, 25-14. So Hoxie, after losing set 1, 25-18, comes back to win sets 2 and 3, 25-17, 25-14. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here as Hoxie gets the win 2-1 over St. Francis. This is Hoxie Indian Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Oberlin, wrapping things up for the second Hoxie match of the day, where the Indians come back after down 1-0 to win it 2-1 as they lose set 1 to St. Francis 25-18, but come back to win sets 2 and 3, 25-17, 25-14. Take you through your final numbers. We'll start with St. Francis. They get a kill and two aces out of Madeline Small. It is 5 kills for Maggie Hinkst, 1 kill and 2 aces for Breck Lohr, 7 kills for Avery Jensen, 6 kills, a block, and an ace for Delaney Myers. They finish with 6 service errors. Hoxie gets 15 kills from Emily Bainter, a block, and 2 aces. 2 kills from London Schultz, 1 kill from Avery Mock, 9 kills and a block from Madison Meyer, 2 aces from Allie Gorley, 2 aces from Eve Shippers, 1 block from Kendall Ballman, and Harper Mock finishes with 1 ace. They finish with a total of 10 service errors. So the Hoxie Indians pick up their first win of the tournament. They will be back in action coming up again here in a couple of matches. As they'll get 2 matches off and meet up with Dundee County Stratton coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to take a quick break as we have Dundee County Stratton, Rollins County on. So we'll be back with Oberlin Lady Red Devil Volleyball coming up next when Oberlin meets up with St. Francis. We'll have that match right here on the airwaves. If you want to watch the rest of the matches, go check us out over on our KFNF YouTube channel. Once again, the final score here in this one for Hoxie. They get the win 2-1, 25-17, 25-14 in sets 2 and 3 after dropping the first set. We're going to take a quick break and then get you back to regular programming and bring you back for Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball here in just a few, in about an hour or so. This has been Hoxie Indian Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF.